With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is trying to reassure worried Democrats after his lackluster performance at this week's debate. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to, but I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
That was a reference to Donald Trump's multiple false or questionable claims at Thursday's debate. With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has just released a documentary about the devoted Trump supporters who line up sometimes for days in advance just to get a front row seat at his political rallies.
He's going to say the same things about immigration and taxes and attacks on Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It's the experience you're going for. So, you know, we met these folks. They're mothers and fathers and shop owners.
Correspondent Ron Taylor details why NASA astronauts are delayed at the International Space Station.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there is no rush to bring the astronauts home, and more tests on the ground would be done first. Ron Taylor reporting.
Stocks were lower on Wall Street on Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude oil for August delivery was also slightly lower, down 20 pennies a barrel to $81.54. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports a new study indicates Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business says they will initially target eight states: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters. This is SRN News. UPS is selling off its freight brokerage business.
UPS says it agreed to sell its Coyote Logistics division to RXO for just over $1 billion. UPS CEO Carol Tomei says the sale will help her company focus on its core package delivery business. Freight brokers are middlemen between shippers and carriers such as UPS.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Many new California laws signed off on by Governor Gavin Newsom will go into effect on July 1st.
Included in the new legislation is an 11% tax on the sale of ammunition and firearms in California. The Keep Kids in School law prevents schools from suspending or expelling students from kindergarten through 12th grade for willful defiance, which is defying school staff or disrupting school activities.
This correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.